I still struggle with, well, I need to word this differently. I still struggle with spelling diarrhea. I struggle with diarrhea sometimes.
Don't we all?
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
This is Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
So last week, didn't post anything, even though I said I was going to. I tried my goddamnedest on the fucking old episodes, but it is so bad and unlistenable. I couldn't bring myself to finish it, to finish editing an entire episode. By yesterday, I was like, I'm like 25 minutes into the happy hour. I'm just not posting shit.
Yeah.
We're just going to let it go.
The old stuff's not worth it. But
so our little time, how was your time off? Your week away from not recording for 2 hours on a Sunday.
Exhausting. No, we had to get to, we haven't actually recorded in what, 2 weeks now.
Took a that's true.
Summer vacay. It started when, so like my parents came down one weekend with my grandfather. That was pretty good. Got to see them. It's always nice. And then I'm trying to think what we did. We actually got to go out a little bit more, showed them a couple things around the city. Cause last time they were here, it was like the middle of COVID crap. So now that COVID mask mandates in Kentucky are officially lifted and there's no more restrictions on anything here, we're able to see some stuff. The week after that, you came here.
I did.
We had a pretty good time. We did things. What did we do?
It was
your birthday, so
we did the exact same thing we did the day of the Distillery District Special, but we did not drink nearly as much. And there's kind of, more people.
Yeah.
We went axe throwing. We got a beer at the bar next to the axe throwing. We went to a couple of the same places. We didn't go to the antique store.
Did not. Did we? No, we did. The furniture store? We definitely walked through the furniture store.
Not when I was there last.
You sure?
100%.
I thought we went through with our other friend.
No.
That came with us. No?
We didn't. There's six of us. We didn't go there.
Okay.
Because we went to Ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat there and we ate pizza. And from there, we went back to our car and went back to your place.
I could have swore we walked through it on the way.
We walked through the alley that's near it. We didn't actually go through it.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I go there a lot. I get them all mixed up. Next time you're in town, we'll go somewhere else. We'll go to a different part of town. We'll take you downtown, some of the bars, restaurants down there. There's a really cool, on the like north side of downtown, around the Noli area, like the Gray Line station. They have a little market in there. It's like a little flea market almost. Like people just sell whatever. There's a bunch of like food vendors and stuff in there. And really good vegan restaurant, bar that usually has live music. That's cool. Good donut shop. We didn't go there, right?
No, you talked about it several times and we never went.
Okay.
Because we all left early on Sunday morning.
Yeah. We did go downtown for a little bit, though. We went and had brunch downtown and stopped at the one bar and had a drink by the farmer's market.
That was cool.
And then this weekend, also had friends down. They were actually from all over, but they were doing the bourbon trail, which was cool. Like they started in Louisville one night and then, or one day, did a couple things there and then came to Lexington on Saturday, and we did three different tours and tastings and then went out downtown in the evening. It was good. Like we did tastings at Bluegrass Distillers, which is like a really small distillery. That was really interesting to start there. they were good, but it's literally like they're in the back of a warehouse, like one still, a couple barrels at a time. Like they don't, their production's crazy. Their tasting was probably my least favorite tasting. Like they produced very good stuff, but the tasting was like, I don't know, it felt really rushed to me. Like he'd go through and he's like, and here's our rye. And like, we'd all like sip the rye real quick. And he's like, and here's the aged rye. He goes, and the next one's the bourbon. You taste that one. And here's our age. Like, we went through five different drinks in a matter of like 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We were just sitting there shooting them back. And then our friends were late. We were with a couple other people and they were late. The guy just started the tour. One of our guys was really late. And we were on like literally the second to last thing. And I told him real quick, like, that's a rye, that's an aged rye, that's a bourbon. And he literally just like shot them all back in like 30 seconds. And then they had a barrel aged maple syrup, which is actually probably the best thing that we tasted there. So yeah, so we went from the smallest, one of the smallest distilleries in the city to the oldest and one of the more larger ones that it's actually in Lexington, which is the James E. Pepper Distillery, which is in the distillery district that we went to. Yeah, so that whole, we kind of covered it a little bit in our distillery district special. Like, campus used to be part of the distillery and their rick houses. And
did we cover it in the special?
I don't know.
as such a good episode of, I couldn't.
Nonsense.
I couldn't mess with art.
Me just hiccuping for 45 minutes.
And then your wife with the worst attempt at like a jump scare. You barely heard her on mic go, ha. I was like, if I just run up behind him, just scream something.
Yeah, so we did the tasting, a tour and tasting at Pepper Distillery. That was cool.
Cool.
They got a lot of history there that we went through. They made us a good old fashioned afterward. I learned I like ryes. I didn't think I liked rye whiskey.
Well, all right.
I like ryes. And then after that, we did Barrel House, which is also in the distillery district. And they're like right in the middle. We like Goldilocks it. We went from like really small distillery to larger distillery. I mean, they're still a craft distillery. And then ended at one that's kind of right in the middle of the two. Pretty small setup, but they're really good. But they do more than just whiskey. They do like moonshine and aged moonshine and rum and vodka there as well. I wasn't a big fan of their like rum or their vodka, really. Some of our friends like the vodka, but their bourbon is good. Yeah, we hung out there for a little bit, had some good beer. Oh, we went to West 6th Brewery. I drink West 6th a lot on The Real Deal. So those who know may be familiar. We actually went to the brewery in between a couple of those at one point. That was cool. And then we went downtown bars. Some interesting moments, but we had a good time.
So after the bourbon tasting,
yeah, we went downtown for dinner. Minglewood's like a little bar, really good food. I mean, the guys love their food. Apparently, they had really good chicken wings. And then we went over to the Stagger Inn, and they had a live band going. It's a basement bar.
Oh yeah, we walked past that.
Yes. So. Interesting place, very divey for sure, but my kind of place. The live band, they're really good. I mean, like young guys, like probably 20s, 30s. There's only three piece band doing like rock and country covers. Really, really good. They also would have been really, really good about 20% quieter. it was so loud. We were literally like a foot away from each other, just yelling at each other to hear. Just talk about anything. Like we had to go stand in the corner.
Yeah, it also hurts that it's an inside bar too.
Underground, nonetheless. Yeah. Like it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one restaurant up in Pendleton with my girlfriend and her friends, and it was all outdoor seating, but like the upper outdoor seating area.
Okay.
We were down on like the lower patio. But the upper area had a live band. There's only about like 12 picnic tables up there to sit at. And there's a band just playing country music and like 40 feet from you. And they're really fucking, and it's like, we can't hear each other talk.
I don't understand like why bands think they have to be turned like literally up to 10. Like,
cause they are all in their 50s and they think they can still make it.
But like, you can hear the band if it's quiet still. Like, you don't have to deafen everyone there.
They don't realize they're getting booked as ambiance. They're thinking they're getting booked as like, this is our concert people are coming to.
It was literally like, I think I turned to our friends at some point. I was like, yo, they realize they're playing in a basement and not like a stadium, right? This is fucking nuts. Like, they were so good. It just, I would have enjoyed it so much more if they were quieter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me getting old. Maybe I'm just like,
well, yeah, that too.
Turn down that damn music, kids.
But, I've talked about that too, going to like college-y type bars with friends. God, like, damn. Would it be weird to go up to the DJs? Like, oh, you got a request? Like, yeah, can you like turn it down just a little bit? Like, it's a little loud in here.
So we tried to go, there's a club right above Staggering called Roxy. And we tried to go up there, like, one of our friends wanted to dance, and like they had a decent looking dance floor and a DJ going. We go up, as we're going up there. Well, at one point we noticed at the Staggering, like all of a sudden there's a bunch of like young girls there. They had like glow sticks and everything. We're like, ooh, all right. And the crowd went from like middle aged, kind of divey, a couple young guys in back playing beer pong and stuff, but to like all of a sudden it was like the college girls and like the guys were following.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck happened? So we're like, well, let's go upstairs and we'll go dance. We noticed everyone was leaving the club. Someone had pulled the fire alarm.
Was it one of you?
So, well, we're not going there.
Was it one of you in the group?
No. Was that one of us? We didn't even get in the club. We didn't even get in the club.
Because I wouldn't put it past a couple of them.
As we were walking up the stairs from the basement bar and we're like going to go around the corner up to the club, literally everyone was coming out and going down the stairs. We ended up at a karaoke bar. Had a good time there.
Did you get up there and sing anything?
No, we didn't. So
why go to a karaoke bar?
So we
people
didn't
watching.
We initially didn't know it was a karaoke bar, right? So we were walking by and they have like the big open windows like out to the park right there. We're like, oh man, oh, they got a really good singer in there right now. Like this woman was up there singing. We're like, yeah, we can go in there. And like there's people like on the, like they had like a little dance floor in front of the stage and everything. We're like, all right, like we can go in there. And we're like waiting in line. Like we literally like made up our mind. We turned around and like started to form a line to get in. Like they just called capacity on the place.
Yeah.
So we were like second or third in line, our group was. And we're like, all right. So we were sitting there and we were like just bullshitting with the guy at the door. They were just doing like a one in, one out thing. But we realized after we're staying in there talking to the bouncer, someone else got up there and they weren't good. We're like, oh, it's karaoke. Well, then we were already there. So we're like, fuck it, we're going in. That ended up being a pretty good time. They did a pretty good mix of people. They did have a decent little dance floor. Like we found another little group. Our whole thing was trying to get our friend to dance with this group of girls. Like, go do it. Because the rest of us are like all married and engaged. And he was the only single one.
Yeah.
They're like, you get out there, go. We're just pushing them towards the group, trying to warm them up.
But anyway, so we spent 20 minutes talking about your weekend.
Yep. What else is going on? What's going on in the news? What's going on in Indy?
Are you going to ask me about how my week was? My 2 weeks? Or my
no,
last
care.
Week?
No, what did you do? How was your summer vacation?
I did a lot of work with clay. Sculpting. It's been a process making a statue of sorts for my friend for his party today as we're recording.
Do you want to tell the people what the sculpture was?
It's Kermit the Frog.
Cute. It's
supposed to be a sexy Kermit.
Not cute.
But then it's come to be known by at least me as Titty Kermit because the pecs and the very pronounced nipples just look like tits. So it's Titty Kermit, but I made a log from, cause I was going to put just like a piece of wood behind him, like a log, like actually like a piece of a tree branch.
Yeah.
I figured that'd be way too heavy. So I just one out of clay and I was really fucking proud of how the log turned out. I was like, dude, this looks really fucking good.
We'll share pictures with our listener.
But, I already have, she's seen them. But then I have like fake grass on the bottom. And then I was like, it needs something like either like fake flowers or something. Someone's like, oh, he likes mushrooms. So I was like, all right. So I started making mushrooms. Did I send you that?
No.
Show you that? Oh, here, I'll send you a.
Do they look like good mushrooms?
Yeah. I made them. So they got to look good, apparently.
Is this your new hobby? Are you just going to start crafting?
I think so.
Clay things? Selling them on Etsy?
I might. Then everyone's like, oh, they look like penises. It's like mushrooms look like penises.
I was going to ask you. I was like, are they good or do they look like penises? But you said they look good, so.
They look like mushrooms.
Didn't look like penises. So you got Titty Kermit surrounded by a bunch of small dicks on a log. Is what I'm getting. Dicks on getting a log? Here.
Is that like a snack, like the ants on a log, but you use cocktail weenies in the peanut butter? There's one mushroom painted.
Okay, that doesn't look like a penis.
No. Well, it's the also the thing that makes them look like penises is that the clay is very like skin tone. So,
okay, some of those look like penises, but
it's because it's very like flesh toned thing. Because then I got like the little moral.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
Once they're painted, they look good.
Yeah, this one I got little speckles on it too. Oh, but then Kermit also has a little lily pad instead of a fig leaf. Yeah, so now it's just chilling over there. I'm super proud of it because like. I'm like proud of myself and also somewhat disgusted. I was like, I literally made something from nothing. That's why I'm like kind of getting into the whole clay thing. It's like, I have extra clay. It's like, man, I might just start. And it's really like therapeutic just doing it, not thinking about mm-hmm. anything else. But that's the whole thing. It's got little mushrooms. It's got grass.
Is it AstroTurf grass? Anything?
Something like that. It came in like, but yeah, so. He has no idea that's coming. There's going to be friends that I don't know that are going to be at this party. And I asked his wife, I was like, have they seen it? Have you showed them what I'm going to unveil? Or are they going to have like raw reactions to it too? She's like, I sent the pictures to people. I don't know if they looked at them. So some people might be very distraught at this party. Oh, well, but then the problem is getting into doing stuff with clay. I don't know if I can do anything better than that. Like, what do I just keep doing Kermits in different situations or
he's got to branch out? You're going to have to rename him. Otherwise, they're going to come at you with,
I'm not selling it. I'm not marketing that.
Not yet.
Not this specific one. This one's pretty much like a real version of an NFP.
That's fair.
NFK, non-fungible Kermit.
What's going on? What's going on there? You got news?
Local news stories. I got a couple. One main news story that, well, in transitioning from our last couple weeks, while I was in Lexington, four people got shot across the street from my apartment complex at a very like.
Oh, at the bar over there.
Very seedy bar across the street that if you wonder what kind of bar it is, there's a bar, a Boost Mobile, a Jordan's Chicken and Fish, a random pizza place, and a Mexican restaurant.
And a Boston Market.
Boston Market's not attached to that. A closed Boston Market. But yeah. So if your bar is attached to a Boost Mobile, it's probably not the best bar. But four people got shot, two got killed. But that's indie. Other indie news. Underground pipe ruptures in downtown Indianapolis, shooting steam and debris into the air.
So like so it came through the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
Fire department started receiving reports of heavy smoke in the area of Michigan Street and Senate Avenue around 2:40 p.m. of whatever day this is.
Okay.
Firefighters reported heavy steam and a large amount of debris in the streets. The street was closed, one block radius. Energy group shut off the pipe around 3:45.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a pipe exploded.
That's not what you want.
Other things that happened down the street from the terminal I work at while I was at work. Like I wasn't close to the terminal, but there was reports of like orange smoke coming from a factory. Because there was like it was like some kind of an acid spill.
So, God.
Oh, like a lot of
y'all good there?
not really.
I feel like
a lot of businesses south of there were getting evacuated at the time because there was acid smoke or acid vapors in the air. But can't remember what kind of acid it was.
Indy's going to be the epicenter of some weird mutant breakout. You're going to have shit erupting from the ground and factories, and it's all going to combine. Isn't this how, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were created? Like, wasn't there
something like
just
that?
Just, like, run off from a factory and something erupted underground. I mean, it does sound like Indy needs some good mutant superheroes to...
We need something, yeah. We need help, a hero.
Help save from all the random shootings and shit.
Oh, it's nitric acid.
Yeah, I don't want that in the air.
So, and there's pictures of it where it's just orange clouds of smoke billowing from this place. But then, on a different, equal but opposite sort of note, one more Indy story. IU health workers gather to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Workers at IU Health gathered with supporters Saturday to protest the health provider's COVID-19 mandate. The demonstrators attended this Saturday afternoon event behind IU Fairbanks Hall. Estimates varied on the crowd size, but those in attendance said they numbered in the hundreds. IU Health is requiring all employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 1st. Those who failed to do so face termination. So people working at hospitals are mad that they have to get vaccinated.
God damn.
They're protesting, saying they don't feel like they should have to be vaccinated. They work in a hospital. They should have. They were the first ones able to get it. And they're saying, they're telling us, well, you do have a choice. But what kind of choice is it? We're being threatened and backed into a corner and told to take this vaccine that you don't believe in or agree with, that you don't feel is safe or lose your livelihood. Someone told us prior to the event, a fucking moron. Her name's Tracy. Tracy with an I. So yeah. There you go. She organized the event. Of course she fucking did. Fucking Tracy. Rename Karen's Tracy's.
What a Tracy thing to do.
Yeah.
God damn it, Tracy.
Yeah. So long story short, morons that got into the medical field are saying, refusing to get vaccinations and getting mad that they're in a hospital told that you have to get vaccinated. Indiana, I fucking tell you.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that. I was going to segue somehow, but nope, I'm just going to.
There's not even anything you could add to that. It's fucking stupidity. But that's the fucking.
Ooh, not the opposite thing of stupidity. Really smart children. Ooh. Really smart children. Yep. So this is a girl from Lexington, recently competed in the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
How'd she do?
All right. She competed. The thing is, not just like, hey, she's from Lexington and competed. She's the third sister. The third daughter? I don't know. All of the sisters' daughters in this family have all made it to the Scripps National Spelling Bee in the last like 4 years.
Well, hey,
which is,
that's cool.
Saying quite something about that family. All three girls were homeschooled, which makes sense. And then apparently it's a crazy program. Like they're saying this girl, she studies like 300 words a day. And what I didn't know, apparently there's like different rounds of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So the finals will be on July 8th. But there's apparently like a spelling and definitions round or something like that. And that's where she lost that on. She spelled the word hypertrophy correctly. There's a new facet of the competition which required students to choose the correct definition of a word during their time on the virtual stage. She was given the word racketeer. I didn't actually say her name yet, did I?
Nope.
sorry. Lindsay DeVore, 11 years old, I believe. Yeah, she was given the word racketeer, and she picked the wrong definition for racketeer.
Wait, so they have to pick the definitions?
Yeah, it's not just spelling anymore.
It got too easy.
Apparently.
It was, physical...
it was going on forever. Like,
you had a physical challenge round.
You have to like run and grab the letters for it to spell out your word so you can do it the fastest. Yeah, I don't know. She can spell hypertrophy. Doesn't fucking know the definition of racketeer.
What's the definition of racketeer, Brandon, on the spot?
What? Oh, what's the definition of racketeer? It's like extorting money. I'm looking at what she picked. She said it was to make confused, clattering noise. The correct answer was to extort money or advantages through threats. Anyway, did you do spelling bees when you were a kid?
No, I sucked. Like, I didn't suck at spelling. I sucked at being on pressure, like pressured in situations.
Did they, did you have to do them every year?
We had it not, I don't think every year, but we, when we were younger, they had it in the class where we do, and then like the best in each class, I think, went. But they did a weird one too, where we were all lined up in the front of the class, and then that we'd spell a word, but you only spelled it one letter at a time, each person.
Oh God.
So say it was house. You'd go from like the far end. It was H. The next one, O.
O.
U. Yeah. S. T. And there's like T. House. No. I did one where I fucked it up because they spelled it and there was like a pause and she was like looking at me. So I just said E because I was like, oh, is there an E at the end of it? And then she like got really confused. She's like, no, I was about to give you the other, the next word. Sit down. I was like, fuck it. I'm fine. Like, I like getting out early because I don't want the pressure of being up here. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I didn't ever really like try. Like, I do remember like some of the kids like studying the week before. And like, I was like, no, I don't care.
I wanted no part of it.
I'm also an awful speller. Like, I can't spell to save my life.
I'm not bad. I get hung up on, like, it was only in recent years where I could spell spaghetti correctly. It's just, I don't know where the H goes. I still struggle with, well, I need to word this differently. I still struggle with spelling diarrhea. I struggle with diarrhea sometimes. It doesn't come up. It doesn't come up often enough to where I need to remember how to spell it. But there's two R's.
I guess that's good. Yeah, I probably couldn't spell it correctly right now if you ask me. But
they see people like us because they're bigoted. They see guys with last names like ours as kids. Like, he can write his whole last name. He should be in the spelling bee. No, fuck you. He knows four syllable proper noun doesn't count. But yeah, I couldn't, even if I did well, I couldn't do the pressure. The other thing in elementary school they do was the math sheets, like learning multiplication, doing like the real, you have to do it in speed through it. Trying to like beat the mental math into you. Mm-hmm. And it's just 9 times 8, 4 times 5, 1 times 0, 5 times 5, 4 times 1, 3 times 6. And you have to like try to get through the whole sheet in a certain number of time. And then they made you do it up at the board.
I crushed those.
I was horrible because I couldn't, because just being those on the spot. Favorite. I know all of them. I get them all right, but I can't do them with speed, with the pressure of having to do it in a time limit. So I fucking look like an idiot up at the board. It's like old post I saw a long time ago. Like, girl saying she was in a college class and the teacher asked a guy a question and he was silent. And he goes, I'm not stupid. I'm just panicking right now. He's like, that's the story of my fucking education. It's like, I'm not dumb. I know the answer. I'm just having a panic attack because you asked me a question I wasn't expecting. Fucking, I've said that before when I was buying a costume at Fun Effects once. I remember specifically it was a Harvey Birdman attorney at law costume. It was just like the mask and like wings. But I was 14 or 15, I think it was 15, or no, because I trick-or-treated with that, so it might have been 14. I got, because I went with Ian, there's something in middle school. But apparently there was, if you were under 16, there was like a discount, but I put it up there like I had my own allowance money to buy it, and she rings it up and she goes, how old are you? And I froze and I looked at my dad, I looked at her, I looked back at my dad, he goes, 14. It's like, yes, 14. So, oh, okay, there's a discount if you're under 16. I was like, oh, cool. But she asked me, I wasn't expecting a question, and she asked me how old I was, and I fucking froze. I was gonna just, if I was by myself, I would have just ran at that age.
God, speaking of that, I texted you the other day when it happened to me.
I screenshotted it and I'm keeping it forever. Fucking,
my neighbor was clearing out a bunch of brush and like bushes and shit from his front yard. And so to be nice the other day, I wasn't using my like lawn waste, like yard waste bin. So I took it over to him. I was like, oh, you can use mine this week if you want to put two things out there. And he rolled it, like, after trash pickup came or whatever, he rolled it back over. I was walking out to my car the other day, and the neighbor, he, like, shouts over, he's like, oh, like, thanks again for letting me use your garbage can. And I meant to say, like, oh, like, no problem anytime. Instead, I was just, like, shouted back. I was like, no time, any problem? Like, as it was coming out, I was already, like, flustered. Like, and then I tried to, like, fix that. I was going to be like, oh, like, let me know if you need it again or, like, if you want to borrow it. But instead, I was like, let me know if you need more, get some. I'm just yelling this across the lawn.
He's like, you good? Should I call an ambulance? Are you having a stroke? The worst part is when you try to, like, correct yourself. I'm trying to make good, and you're just like, no, good times. Tomorrow's another day. Eat your greens.
I was just shouting random words at this point that didn't even go together. It's just fucking out there. Any problem, no time, get some. I'm just staring at the guy from across the front lawn. I just opened my car door to sit down.
And then your final response was, glad it's raining so no one can see me crying in my car.
It was pouring down rain. I had to take a moment. My excuse, it was probably like around fucking like probably what? Oh, what time was it? I have a timestamp. I texted you right as it happened. It was like 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the afternoon. I legit hadn't like spoken all day. Like, I think I had been on my computer working all day. I don't think I had a phone call. I don't think I talked to my wife. Like, I think words had not come out of my mouth. So, you know, sometimes you got to warm up.
And, I know what my life used to be like for a while there, where my only human interaction was work.
Yeah.
And so I'd wake up and, like, if I woke up early that day and, like, went to the gym in the morning, I'd get home. I'd be getting ready for work. I'd go and take a shower, get dressed, be on the road on my way to work. And I'm like, I've been up since 6. Like, I haven't spoken today.
Yeah.
Like, it's been like 4 hours I've been awake and I haven't said anything out loud.
I talk to my dog, so I just try and get that. But god damn it. I haven't seen him since. I don't know if I can show my face again.
If you do show your face, he's gonna look for like half of it being like paralyzed.
It was so bad. Like I've done this stupid shit before. Like we've talked about like I've answered the phone and said the wrong thing. Or you do the thing where like you said, like when you're going to the gym, they're like, oh, have a good workout. And you're like, you too.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wait. No, you're just standing here by the counter.
So, well, we've been recording for like 51 minutes now.
Yes.
For the real deal, do you want to just talk about getting embarrassed? Like embarrassing stories? Just like how we've dealt with being embarrassed, like what stuff happened, like minuscule shit happened in the past that we still hang on to.
No, we just did my like worst two. We did mine the other day, one of my worst ones the other day.
Well, yeah, it just happened, but we can talk about just
the soldier one was one of my like things that just
oh god, that one and the fucking turtle saying the wrong line. That was a throwback to the episode you talked about education with his wife. So focused on getting your line right that you memorized the line in front of you and just said the wrong line. So yeah, let's talk about stuff like that.
No, I have nothing else. I think you need to save some of your good ones. We'll talk about it next happy hour. But
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of something I've done that was.
See, we don't even have anything.
Well, getting older, like I've learned to not be embarrassed about things. Or yeah. If I do something stupid, yeah. I call it out and just make it known so it's less awkward. Because getting embarrassed is just like the awkwardness about the situation.
Yep.
That's why I like call myself out when I'm flub and shit.
The time I was fucking
at a bar and then a fireball rep was there and he kept giving out shots and I avoided him. And then they closed up early. So I went, me and my friend went with them, like the workers, to a different bar. And then the fireball rep followed us there. So we're like, okay. And then he bought us or gave us all a round of shots. And one friend, she was like, I can't take this. Like, I'll be a gentleman. I'll take the shot for her. I took my shot and immediately threw up in my mouth, but like caught it. And I was like, and then what you do in that situation when you're sitting at a table, you got to swallow it. So I swallowed it. And then we're at like this long table. There's like 10 people. I'm at almost like the far end of one corner and across in the opposite corner. My guy that does my tattoos now worked at that bar, stood up, put his hand on the table, finger in my face, like, you just threw up in your mouth and swallowed it in front of everybody. I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, yes, you did, you sick motherfucker. You just threw up and swallowed it. And I just had to sit there and look just in my own shame.
We ended up talking about this last night with some friends, just like throwing up in the back of Ubers and things like that, which is awful, but it happens.
Do you want to talk about times we've thrown up then? Have you? Because I got a lot of those stories. We got to talk about something.
You know what we didn't do yet is the news, but
we did local news.
Kind of.
We'll do a recap and local news. I don't know shit about national news.
There's a bunch of sports stuff going on.
Who cares? It's old news at this point. We need a real deal topic.
God, you know what's the worst thing? I've been taking notes for the last couple of weeks, right? One of my notes on the news was just says another mass shooting in Florida. Yep. I don't even remember which fucking one that was now.
Yeah.
Because there's been multiple since I wrote that.
And there was one in Texas.
Yeah.
And then there were multiple shootings after that one, like since that one.
Yep. Fucking hey.
This world's going to shit.
I have a note about the Wendy's chicken sandwich Pringles. I need you to try them for me. Let me know how they're.
The what?
Pringles released a new flavor. Wendy's chicken sandwich flavored. I don't know why they chose Wendy's, but they did. Just a random note I had. Well, everything else is
not on the real deal.
I have no idea.
We need something.
I got nothing. All right, are we wrapping this up?
Well, yeah.
We're going to figure it out first.
Wrap it up by saying what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I put a lot of stuff down. Do you want to just make the real deal just a continuation of the happy hour just since we missed 2 weeks? So just talk about more news because then I have some like random talking points, just happy hour-esque talking points. So the real deal will just be a recap of like the last 2 weeks.
We can do that. Our real deal.
Just continue. Our real deal just continuing just
catching
this.
Up.
Yeah.
Catching up after our hiatus.
I have a lot of talking points that I forgot about because we got so into just saying what we did the last 2 weeks. So we'll basically, and the real deal, it'll just be this happy hour part two. And we'll talk about news from the last 2 weeks. We'll talk about random stuff that's happened during the last 2 weeks that I forgot to mention. All right, but until then, this has been Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo. Or email us at wastedinfopod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.